It's 12:32 on KUOW's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Detainees at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma have held a series of hunger strikes this year to protest bad food, substandard medical care, and high commissary prices. The center is owned by the GEO Group, a multinational corporation that specializes in building and running prisons. The GEO Group, along with other for-profit prison operators, detain two-thirds of all immigrants in federally funded detention centers as they face deportation. Alyssa Ackerman is an assistant professor of criminal justice at the University of Washington, Tacoma. She's written reports on the privatization of immigrant detention.
For-profit-run prisons tend to have officers that are not trained to the same standards as government-run facilities. They're paid less. And so the ramifications of that are the way that people that are detained in these facilities are treated. 90% of the people held in the Northwest Detention Center do not have legal representation or report that they do not have legal representation. There's documentation of lack of due process, violations of attorney-client privilege, failure to share information with families and attorneys when people are being transferred, detainees being pressured to sign documents even though they don't understand them, mistreatment, including physical and verbal abuse, humiliating and degrading treatment, denial of food or denial of access to bathrooms, denial of medical care and mental health care. There was even one account of somebody who was having seizures from an untreated cancerous brain tumor that did not receive medical care, and then inhumane conditions, including overcrowding and unhygienic facilities.
These are undocumented immigrants, and I understand, although that's illegal, it's not a crime. What's the distinction between the two?
Right, correct. So according to the Supreme Court, coming across the border illegally is an administrative violation. So that's the same as, for instance, paying your taxes late, not paying them on time. So it's not a crime. But what has happened is that while their presence in the United States is not a crime, states have then criminalized specific aspects of their life.
If overstaying a visa is not an imprisonable offense, why are illegal immigrants being put in these detention centers, which in many ways are the same as prisons?
So over the last 3 or 4 years, state prison populations have been decreasing their inmate populations. And so private companies that make a profit off of people being incarcerated in these facilities needed a way to increase their profit streams, to increase their revenue. And so companies like the GEO Group have been on the record stating that the next place where profit could come from would be from the detention of immigrants. So to create laws that make it so that we can detain immigrants, companies like the GEO Group have had their hand in creating the very legislation that states utilize to criminalize the daily aspects of undocumented people's lives.
So you're suggesting this is part of the business plan of companies like GEO. Is this something they acknowledge, or is this going on kind of under the table?
So people that work for these companies would never come out and say that they are trying to make a profit off of the detention or incarceration of people. But there's mounting evidence to suggest otherwise. Private prison companies use several different approaches to ensuring that they are able to keep people incarcerated, whether in privately run prisons or privately run detention centers. Most of that is through campaign contributions to state and federal politicians. For instance, over the last 12 years, the GEO Group and the Corrections Corporation of America have given over $900,000 to federal lawmakers and more than $6 million to state-level politicians. And the GEO Group and other companies also actively lobby various state legislatures and the U.S. Congress, specifically focusing their efforts on bills related to corrections and law enforcement. So while one might not actually see lobbyists for the GEO Group or Corrections Corporation of America in the room, they are very much involved in making sure that the bills related to decreasing prison populations or increasing immigration detention pass. So, for example, the legislation that was passed in Arizona just a few years ago, SB 1070, many of the co-sponsors of that bill received campaign contributions from private prison corporations and were actually members of a public-private partnership known as ALEC, or the American Legislative Exchange Council. And so they're members of this group, and so are members of the GEO Group and other private prison companies. So they're in the room together writing the legislation, and the legislation that was passed in Arizona and in other states was almost verbatim the legislation, the model legislation that was written at the American Legislative Exchange Council.
I'm speaking with Alyssa Ackerman, Assistant Professor of Criminal Justice at the University of Washington, Tacoma, and we're talking about immigrant detention centers. Now, the GEO Group, the group that runs the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, where there have been these complaints, is going to soon be trying to renew its contract to do this with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service. Will these controversies about human rights at the facility affect their chances of getting that contract renewed?
You know, I don't think so. So there have been many human rights violations reported at the Northwest Detention Center over the last year or so. And despite those violations, the GEO Group maintains a global human rights policy, and it's been called the first human rights policy in the entire private prison industry anywhere in the world. And this policy references international human rights documents and relates to training employees to minimize risk to human rights. And so because of that, the Northwest Detention Center has scored a 99% on their most recent accreditation by the American Correctional Association. So even with these human rights violations, they're doing a pretty good job at what they do. That number doesn't necessarily reconcile with the reality or the lived experiences of the detainees living in that center, but it does speak to the fact that the American Correctional Association is saying that they're doing a good job at what they do, and so I don't think that it will hinder any contract that they're able to renegotiate.
These are contracts the GEO Group has with the U.S. government. Is part of the fault here the fact that the U.S. government is not holding the company to higher standards?
There are some very well-run private facilities with excellent programming, just as there are very awful private prisons that don't have great opportunities or programs. But the same can be said about public prisons, too, and public detention centers. The government is complicit in this, though, right? This is not just the private prison industry going to task to make a profit. These are public-private partnerships that are much more complicated than just that title would suggest. So could the government hold them to higher standards? It's possible. But there are private prisons that run with very high standards.
Well, there are some that run at higher standards. Others run at lower standards. But if the government stepped in and said, you all have to be like these higher standard prisons, they could do that, couldn't they?
Well, the government could say, we're not going to enter into a contract with you.
Right.
One of the problems is, though, that a lot of these contracts have a stipulation in them that require states or the federal government to keep their population at a certain capacity or risk losing that contract. And so in some ways, the governments are wed to these private companies, because if they do not hold to that stipulation, these companies have threatened to just release inmates from that jurisdiction. And what the states or federal governments would do with that, no one really knows.
For those who object to these privately run detention centers because of some of the problems that have arisen, what are the alternatives to detaining immigrants in those prison-like facilities?
Detaining them in government-run facilities or releasing them on their own recognizance until their detention hearings, right? Because the majority of these people are not dangerous people and they've committed no crime. And to violate their due process rights, to violate their human rights when there's been no crime committed doesn't make a lot of sense to people. So allowing them to stay in the community until their hearing or detaining them in government facilities seems to be the answer.
Alyssa, thank you very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Sure, absolutely.
Alyssa Ackerman, Assistant Professor of Criminal Justice at the University of Washington, Tacoma. She was talking about the GEO Group, which runs a facility called the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, where undocumented immigrants are being detained. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.